Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com and Spike is back up. The Grow Your Own channel with the Filthy Weasel Joe on 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and you can't believe just how frickin' ecstatic I am when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 15th day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, man, it's clouded up there. It's going to slush or something today, I believe. It's just winter. I don't know. One of you guys want to click up? We've been working on the call-in line. I'm interested to see if the echo went away. Is Katie or somebody there? *6 done mute.
I'll be the first to test it out. Ooh, it sounds perfect.
Awesome. I'm glad you let us know.
Thank you.
You betcha.
Yeah.
All righty then. Let's see what we have on the itinerary. CBP has to hire 5,000 new Border Patrol agents. It's paying a foreign private company $297 million to help to hire people. My goodness, people. And we sure are going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, CBP has to hire, I don't know what, we're going to find out, I guess, what CBP is, has to hire 5,000 new Border Patrol agents to hire these. It's paying a foreign private company, this corporation, $297 million frickin' dollars, people, to help. Just to help hiring. You wonder why we don't have a pot to piss in, nay, a window to throw it out. From Chicago Tribune, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. With a mandate from President Donald Trump to hire 5,000 new Border Patrol agents, and he did this for us, not for some private contractor that he's probably getting greased by. Customs and Border Patrol, that's what CBP stands for, protection awarded $297 million contract to a private company to help recruit and hire the new agents and other workers. A foreign company, people. Oh, you, America first, don't you know? There's nobody else, and there's nobody, I guess, qualified in this country to do this work for this outrageous price tag. Accenture is a global management consulting and professional services company, and I think I've heard about these guys before. They're the ones that are bringing in all these foreign workers for companies like Facebook and, getting them on these visas, and they work the visa programs. We'll probably have a whole fleet of, army of goddamn foreigners down there on our border, guarding our borders from the foreigners. You watch what I tell you. Consulting and professional services company that provides a strategy, consulting, digital technology, and operation service. I mean, you think 5,000 workers have never been hired in this country? You know, we build a railroad across this country with a Hoover Dam. I mean, but I guess we're just completely inept now, people. Either that or that, we're being sold out to foreigners. I can't figure out which one it is. A Fortune Global 500 company. Oh, boy, Trump, you got in good with your buddies there. He's taking care of his people. It has been incorporated in Dublin, Ireland since September 1, 2009. Now, the reason, I've heard him talk about the reason they want to have to lower that goddamn corporate tax rate in this country is because countries like Ireland have been taking all of our business, over there with companies like this son of a bitch right here, hiring foreign workers to take to work in Ireland. I'm not shitting you. This is how this stuff is working out. Donald Trump, America first, my ass. You're a globalist. You're a blatant, dripping globalist. Dublin, Ireland. There you go. The contract with the division of Accenture, an international professional service corporation with $35 billion in revenues in 2017. This is what they do. They go all over the world. I think I've told you people about my son going up to Minnesota, and they're just having they're bringing in I want 200 Somali workers. And so there's 200 Somali refugees. They don't like their country. And there's something bad there. We have to take them, guys. And this company is put in an order through some son of a bitch and internationalists like this corporation right here. They're the ones doing this. And so, they bring them in. They get the housing for them. I mean, this is just goddamn workforces to take what little bit we got, people. And they bring them in, that's one shift, and then they're going to get rid of the next shift, and, pretty soon everybody just orders their foreign. That's what I talk about when I talk about this the slavery issue. Back in the war between the states, the war of northern aggression, I heard Mike Nasser talking about this, and if you're going to listen, Mike, listen close. And it was about slavery, and we've said that here. It was about the fact that the new territories were going to be open to both slavery and free. People from the South settled them, there was going to be slave states right up there by the northern states. And so it would be a competition with slave labor. This is no different, only it's on an international scale. If they can bring foreign workers in here, into our country, and just little settlements of them. That's what they do. That's what they're doing with this phony ass refugee program. Bring them in, set them up, and then they just come in with the bus every day and take them out to work, and get rid of the Americans. We're being replaced, and these son of a bitches right here are right in the mix of it. And here's a goddamn, $297 million contract to have them come in here for now. This is goddamn money that's being spent this is taxpayer money for our borders, but we're going to take an outside company to take care of this shit, people. He ain't a globalist. If he ain't a globalist, I'll eat this hat I'm wearing. How about that? $35 billion in revenues in 2017 comes at a time when the Border Patrol is struggling to meet minimum staffing. Because nobody in this country here wants to go guard that goddamn border. Nobody's qualified. All the ex-service people out of work. You couldn't recruit 5,000. This is what Trump is about. This is the truth of it, people. Some foreigner, and I guarantee you, they're not going to be hiring from America. I know what these people do. They look and see where they can get the best deal all over the goddamn country, where they get they'll say, well, we've got this much money to work them on. Well, we can work them for $2 an hour if we get them from Somalia. Oh, you go down there and you won't even, nobody will be speaking English down on your border. And it won't be Spanish they'll be speaking either. It'll be I guess if you're going to aid an invasion from around the world, you need people down there speaking Mandarin Chinese, people from all over the world. I bet you that's how they're going to try and sell it. What do you think? Struggling to meet minimum staffing levels in a country where there's 100 million American nationals out of work that would love to go down there and guard that border for a big fat paycheck, I gotta believe. Levels mandated by Congress and losing more agents per year than it hires. It also represents one of the larger expenditures so far in the Trump administration's now nearly year-long drive to increase border security. And we read the reports from the actual people down on the border saying, man, it's all shit. It's the same thing. Old boss, same as the new. Our new boss, same as the old. In October, work on 8 prototype border walls was completed in Otay Mesa, a project for which CBP officials set aside $20 million in the spring. The contract with Accenture, which is up to 5 years, is far greater, both in the initial year and long-term payments. Payout. The company will be paid $42.6 million in the first year. Like I said, there's no American. You don't think that a few of you people out there listening to this, that you couldn't get together like, you know, you're pretty intelligent people from what I can see. Like Katie and maybe Hal, you know, you guys couldn't get together and put together a little company and go and screen through these people and go on the computer and check them out and hire them for, what the hell was it, $297 million frickin' dollars? Really? Americans don't want this. No, it's more of them jobs Americans don't want. And this is Donald Trump, that dirty internationalist piece of shit, doing what he does best. Conning and screwing. 5 years. Okay, we're a federal contracting record show. The scope of the work is the contract. In the contract requires the company to manage the full life cycle of the hiring process. So you're going to set up, I mean, what would it take? You're only talking about 5,000. I think there was an extra 200 or 2,000 more. So you're talking hiring 7,000 workers and you're going to pay $297 million. Oh man, let's get rid of that government waste. And hey, if you're going to pay $270 million, let's pay it to somebody in Ireland. What do you think? That's good for our economy, isn't it? If you're going to take our money and pay it out for this shit, let's do it to Ireland. That's what we want. Somebody from Ireland. This is a goddamn outrage. Full cycle of hiring process from job posting to processing new hires. The company, the agency said, is in email responses to questions will augment the agency's existing internal hiring programs. So we already have a hiring program that we pay for. They just can't hire 5,000 more workers, huh? These people just, I mean, they're saying they're losing them and they don't have enough, but these people, what? I want to understand this. It also calls for a hard-hitting, targeted recruitment campaign consisting of promoting the CBP law enforcement careers and opportunities. I mean, that's what it is. You know, the bunch of contractors are going to get the bucks. They're going to make out commercials and shit, you know, all this stuff. Come be a border agent. Like I said, this is bullshit. All you'd have to do is advertise it over a government. Let the government just straight up pay for an advertisement. We're looking for people who want to guard that border and really mean it. Show up down here.
Think about,
go ahead,
think about those guys that are on the border that aren't being paid. You know what I mean? I've heard
yes.
These guys come up. I think, yeah. I mean, golly, pay those guys.
And give them the authority. I guarantee you those guys that take a paycheck, they're doing it anyway. And they're doing what the Border Patrol isn't doing. This is it's just what we said it was going to be. Of course it's going to be someone from Dublin, Ireland that's going to get the big contract to guard the American border. I mean, it's international. He's America first. I'm America's president, you lying piece of trash. Accenture will be paid to assist hiring 5,000 Border Patrol agents as well as 2,000 customs officers and 500 agents for the Office of Air and Marine Operations. So we're talking here 7,500 hires and you're going to pay, what was it, $297 million. It's like they don't, they think we can't grasp. You know, when they're talking about, you're going to get a big $1,000 in tax cuts. $1,000. Well, some of you are. The rest of you are going to, your taxes are actually going to go up and we're going to give $20 trillion to the filthy rich corporations who have eaten out our substance, since their inception. Right. But when they tell you $1,000, you're supposed to be like a big shiny nickel. You're supposed to get all giddy inside over $1,000, which ain't nothing no more. I mean, when I was young, goddamn, when we first started out, Laura and I, the first apartment we rented was, I think it was $175 a month in a brand new apartment, 2-room apartment. And $175 a month. And now, you know, you're paying $1,000. I mean, if just for a dump to live in anymore. But when they tell you $1,000, you're supposed to just, $1,000, I'm going to have an extra $1,000 in my, that ain't nothing. You all know it. Every one of you do. That won't pay for the increase in gas they're going to slam on you this year because they're exporting all your goddamn petroleum and shit out of this country. should be paying a quarter a gallon. But they, you know, then when they talk about, oh, it's good, you know, 297 million. You know, we talk about, they talk about, it would cost $40 billion to deport them all. And then you know that it's $40 billion when that's what's to deport them. But then they come and tell you, it's, well, we're only paying $297 billion a year to keep them here. I mean, just how stupid do they think we are? Don't answer that question. I really don't want to know. St. Louis Mayor, give up your guns. We'll give you groceries. Boy, didn't we tell you? I think just a few days we were talking about trading your gun for bread, weren't we? I mean, geez, where does it stop people? From Breitbart. St. Louis Mayor Lita Krusen, a Democrat, is reacting to the rising crime in her city by offering to give people groceries in exchange for their firearms. You know what would be just totally awesome? If somebody came down there and armed robbed it, you know, took all the their things from them with a gun. And see, that's the difference. That's what the gun means. You understand? She will do this via the kind of buyback program that Democrats in other cities have unsuccessfully implemented around the country. And, of course, she will. And the reason they're doing this, they know this, they're sticking their feet in the water. And we're going to, you know, relate this to something else that's going on where they're sticking their toes in the water just to see what's the temperature. Ooh, that's cold. You might not want to do that. Or, oh, man, I could get my whole foot in there. Oh, there goes my leg. On December 8th, 2017, KSDK reported that St. Louis had witnessed more murders in 2017 than in any year since 1995. On December, well, yeah, you're gonna, because you know you're pumping more crime, more drugs into this country. I mean, you're importing it along, you know, this foreign occupation that's coming in. It's the crime rate. I mean, we told you this also, that there was gonna, you're gonna see, yeah, gun crimes are gonna go up. Why? Because they're, well, they're bringing criminals in here to shoot you, and they're gonna use guns, and then it's a gun crime. We gotta get rid of your gun. Them guns are out there, and them guns are just, they're loose. They're gonna get up off the table, they're gonna run in there. Oh, man, be careful. Caught mine at the door last night again, trying to slip out. I scolded it and put it back in the holster and put it there by my bed. Son of a bitch. I can't trust it anymore, I don't suppose. SLMPD shows that 185 of those 197 murders were carried out with firearms. 162 of the victims were black males and 22 were black females. And I'm going to tell you something. Hell, you take the guns away and then they'll all be killed with knives because people want to kill people. I mean, we got protruding end of your thumb. You know, that's what put us to the top of the food chain and why we control it. Why we have reached to the moon and beyond the stars and what might have you. It's just that one thing, and it'll wrap around a knife just like it'll wrap around the handle of that gun. And you weren't going to stop them from killing each other. You got to quit treating them like animals is what you got to do. You got to take them out of the zoo you got down there. And you got to quit treating them like animals. You got to teach them who they are, that, you know, you're American nationals. You own the most awesome country to ever exist on this planet. What you have is beyond anything that anybody else around the world can even imagine. And, you know, you give them equal access to the resources, and so that if they want to try something, they actually can do it. They don't have to come begging to the feet of the communists and say, you know, or you tell them that, you know, you're getting $1,000 a month in food stamps and housing and what might have you. We're going to give you $1,001. This is the game with the money again. If you'll go out and we're going to have a work program, you go to work for $1,001 and you're going to put in 40 hours of labor when the $1,000 won't take care of you anyway. That's why you're out scamming and scheming on the streets, using that $1,000 to try, you know, you figured out little ways to make ends meet. But I mean, until it's opened up, I mean, I can't blame people. I really can't. I know a lot of people like to get down and say, goddamn welfare, people taking out welfare. You know, I've come back on the side. It ain't a little teeny, teeny, tiny drop in the bucket to what actually belongs to those people. And they try to act like this massive welfare program is taking all of the wealth of the country. That is not possible. It is impossible. If we were getting just what's being shelled out, what's being stolen from us in raw resources, there would be no welfare. You'd just get an annuity check. Everybody would be you'd be around $80,000, $90,000 a year just in your goddamn annuities with what they're hauling out of here right now. And there would be no such thing as welfare. I mean, but then again, it was like we were talking yesterday, man, them people with their total freedom and access to that kind of, oh, they destroy themselves. We know they would because we've tried it and we've seen it. You know, we've kept them in slavery and, you know, we've kept them beaten down and that's just the best they're ever going to do. Well, we'll never know people because until we try. And I'm telling you, when we get through this next war that we're in the middle of right now, whether anybody realizes it or not, the people that come out the other side, this race shit, it's all going to be gone. Because the people that come out of the other side, they're going to come out the other side because they did work their way through it. And they're going to be entitled to reap the rewards of what they have shed their life's blood for, what a lot of us are going to die for. And it will be theirs. But, I mean, you start taking away, try to shove them in, say, you can shine shoes. That's your opportunity in life. Instead of saying, you know what, you can be anything. I'm not going to give you shit. I'm not going to give you, of course, if you something sold that belongs to all of us, you get your check, man. Because it ain't right to just take, you know, a handful in this country gets all of the wealth of the natural resources. And it ain't like they're manufacturing them here and making this money like some people like to indicate. You know, they have a right to that because they're creating that wealth. No, they're not. They're taking our raw resources and they're shipping them over to China, where they are being manufactured by slave labor. And if that is capitalism, I want no part of it. How about that? And then it comes back. Oh, they got a right to that money. What, you stole some resources and then you got in bed with the Chinese. You'd be just like Trump over there having his logos and shit over there. You have to become a communist to do that, you realize. And then you can bring the money back and, oh, that's honest money made by honest men. No, by God, it ain't. The resources should be open to all of us. You know that 360 acres we were talking about yesterday, that farm. You see, that's what they talk about entitlement. That's what's just yours when you're born. That's what's supposed to be your right in this country. Whatever the wealth that would be of a 360 acres of, you know, you take the best property in this country with the best resources in it, and you divide it into the worst property in this country with the worst, and there ain't no worse resources here. I mean, you even go out into the deserts here where I'm at, and you got that uranium, you got gold, you got all of it, but you divide that into it, and you figure out what 360 acres of that's worth, and that's what's belongs to you when you're born. That much is yours. And I mean, if you take more, then you should have to pay everybody else for taking more because you want to try to build a bigger pile. Why you couldn't get a big enough pile out of 360 acres of this country is beyond me. But you know, you go past that and you would have to pay. But as far as that 300, that's supposed to be your start in this country. Now, back when they were just first settlers and there was no, the resources were hard to bring to bear, you know, it wasn't like people were just immediately rich or anything like that. But in today's economy, the way they have things set up where they're just going out and they're taking, I mean, foreign companies in here, well, just like we were talking just a minute ago, you know, coming here from these foreign companies out there digging your resources out, taking them over to the ship. These foreign companies, this ain't Americans. Putting them in the ship, taking them over to China, having them manufactured, and just getting, I mean, whatever it is, slave fodder over there, that's all they have to give the Chinese government because that's who you pay over there because the people are the government. They are, you know, the communist collective. And then they're just piling up that wealth. And, man, we're supposed to admire them. That's capitalism, don't you know? Like I said, if that's capitalism, this is why the communists have been so successful. Because it's pretty easy to sell communism as the only alternative to capitalism. I mean, it's just even nothing, just getting it to bastards. But like I was saying yesterday, we have something a whole lot better. We have something called the Bill of Rights. We have something called self-governance under the Bill of Rights and the common law. Where everybody's got a fair chance, you know, and even, I don't care, I mean, no affirmative actions, no shit like that. Just everybody, every man, Jackie, you go out there and you got a hell of a start. You got your 360 acres of that wealth and everything in it, you know, divide the rich best into the worst. That much belongs to you. That's your start. Now, and some people, I've said this before, they would piss it away, man. Some people drink themselves to death. They do drugs. They kill each other. But if everybody's armed, they ain't going to kill me. If somebody gets, you know, tries to kill me, I'm going to kill them first. And then everybody, it would all come. It was like water. It'd find its own level. The people who were worthless, but of course, after this, like I said, after this fight's over, everybody left ain't going to be worthless or they wouldn't have made it. But the people who are undeserving and worthless, they're going to lose it to the people who aren't because it's not going to be shipped outside of these goddamn borders. That's what's happening here. I mean, how do you, if you got a hunk of real estate there and you're holding it for the people that are on it, When you bring in outside parties and they take and they can buy that up instead of you be staying there on it. And we're, if it's sold to anybody, it's sold from to another American national back to another American national. The wealth and the ownership of the country stays in the country. If you let outside people come in and start buying it up, and then bring in slave labor, like what we're talking about here, or foreign labor, then it starts more and more the United States doesn't belong to the people that's supposed to possess it. I mean, that should have been, I got to believe that was, mentioned back in the beginning of this country. How do we keep foreigners from, I mean, Mexico, you can't go down there and buy land and property and shit. You can't do it. Why? Because pretty soon, I mean, a bunch of people with enough money come down there and it wouldn't be Mexico. It wouldn't be the Mexicans no more. It would belong to whoever bought it. This country ain't for sale. This country is here for the people that are here to use the resources here. This is our home. To make that home the best it can be for everybody. And I'm not going to work for you. If you can't handle, going out and taking your share of the wealth and taking care of yourself with it, you just go down. Bye. Sorry. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. If you fall into drugs and you go that way, I'll put on blinders, walk right by you. Why don't you just die there? I don't give a shit. I'm just in my world. I mean, if I see somebody violating your rights now, I'm going to die defending your rights. That's as far as it goes. I'm not responsible for you as an individual. You are. That's a part of it too. It's not just, I have all these rights and somebody, I can just sit here and somebody's going to take care of me. That's not what this country's about. But if you got the gumption to get up and go, you should have an even start with everybody else. Why should somebody coming from another country? That's what I'm talking about here with this Dublin, Ireland thing. Well, somebody coming from another country. Well, they got the ups. You can't compete with them on your own goddamn soil. Think about that. How did that condition come to be? Because they seized it all in the beginning. The Masonic dirty church cabal seized everything. And they said, well, whatever's going to be let out, it's going to be let out through the church. And the people at the top of the pyramid here, they're just going to get it given to them. And they're going to get big, huge land grants like the barons who came here that put the railroads across here. They're just going to get shit the size of states given to them. And then this is how we're going to disperse the land. This certain group who are going to be against anybody getting anything for nothing because that's just wrong. They got it all just handed to them. Then they cut it up into smaller parcels, and then you go down to the next level in the Masonic Lodge or the next level in the church. Oh, you people get it for, let's say, 50 cents an acre. And you get, they're still huge parcels. And then when it finally gets down to the guy who's out there busting his ass, plowing the field, raising the stock, butchering the stock, doing the goddamn work, man, well, you got to pay $500 an acre to the guy above you and who juices it up to the guy above him. You see how that works? That's what has to stop. And then you get to that situation and you want to judge people like this. I'm down. I'll judge you. I'll judge you all day long. I'll say, just, hey, man, you go under. I don't care. Food stamps, what's that? No, there ain't no freebies here. You already had your freebies. You had an even start and a hell of an even start. You had a fortune to start with. You fucking blew it. You're starved to death. I don't care. I'll want you. The good people who try, that are working, and if something bad befalls them, it's like when we were settling this country. Something bad befalls my neighbor, I'm going to step in right now and help them. Because they're good people and they're trying. And it would take something pretty terrible to make a bad move when you have that good of a start. But if it would happen, we would help one another. A flood, a tornado. Something like that. I'm going to, not because no governments or anything. No, it's because it's my neighbor. We stay strong by keeping each other strong. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. It was purchased with the blood of patriots, consecrated for liberty, protected through the generations. Now the future rests with me. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. Who will answer cry for warriors? Who will be there the battle line? Who will lift up a prayer for courage? Who will bury me if I die? This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. If I should die, watch your shed no tears for me. I will be among the angels who've given all to keep all free. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time, and that was Steve Voss with Sacred Ground. You listen to that to break. And I want to clarify something before we go to the drawing, which we're going to have today. You know, people talk about, you know, the inner cities and the black on black killing. It's truth. Most of the killing is black on black. They're killing each other. But they try to pretend like, you know, if you go back before the civilization of this United States, and you look back at the white people in Europe and, you know, Africans, Africa, people have killed people. They've always done it. But, you know, when I look at the inner cities and the problem that's, you know, in front of us, Is it that I know in my own condition here, you know, I see we talk about the ranchers, the loggers, the farmers, the Masonic lodges, the secret societies across this country that have taken control of everything and is deciding who's going to get what at what point in the ballgame. I know you can look at it around you. I mean, just right on your mainstream stupid box. You can see people that have a plenty that shouldn't have shit because they do not have the aptitude. They're worthless son of a bitches. All they are is sellouts. All I'm saying is it should be fair competition. It should, I mean, in each situation, maybe they do what they do because that's how things have developed with this fucked up system till that's the only way they can survive. We can't know until we give the Bill of Rights and the common law the true chance it deserves. You put everybody on an even playing field. Okay, this is what your rights are. Everybody has to understand this, or you're not in the game. How about that? You're going to understand this. This is your rights. This is how you prosecute your life. This is your resource. Now, all right, let the games begin. So there's going to be losers, there's going to be winners, there's going to be people in between. The cream will rise because the smartest people, the most intuitive people, the people that have the most initiative are going to rise up. But that doesn't mean everybody, there's just going to be top and bottom. There it'll be all the way down the line. And nobody will be poor. If everybody did the best they could, nobody could be poor. The country's too rich for that. And everybody would have pride because they would be doing it for themselves. It wouldn't be this thing where I feel like I'm, you know, under somebody's thumb, which I am, which I have been since the day I was born or since the inception of this country, an aristocracy that was there. They didn't have to go out and compete from the inner city to try to beat their way up through it, to try to get up even to the level of middle class. They started out as soon as they dropped out of the mother's womb. They were made. It was all handed to them, the whole country. I'm saying let's have a fair competition on this and let's see who ends up at the top and who ends up in the middle and who ends up at the bottom. And that being said, we got to go to the drawing because we got like 18 drawings, man. Okay. Let's see here. All right. We're going to start off with the pistol charm. This is coming from Galen. Galen sent the pistol charm and Laura's going to draw a number. And the winner is Angel. Angel New York. You got a cool pistol charm. And Galen, when she first contacts about it, she goes, is this okay? You know, it's not very much. I thought it'd be cool, man. It's a little pistol charm. Wear around your neck. Okay. Choreography by Corey Feldman.
DL.
DL. DL has the choreography by Corey Feldman. All right. The trencher shovel. Paul. Paul has, that's cool. Paul liked that. It's a cool trencher. I got one. Hal sent me. Okay. Magazine pouch, can opener, and Molly 2 Alice adapter. We got three draws here. First draw goes to
Robert in New Jersey.
Robert in New Jersey. You have a magazine pouch, can opener, and Molly 2 Alice adapter. Second draw on that. Bill in Illinois. You have a magazine pouch, can opener, Molly 2 Alice adapter. Third draw on that.
Roger in Texas.
Roger in Texas. You have a magazine pouch, can opener, and Molly 2 Alice adapter. All right, we have the music CDs donated by number one New World Order hater. And the first set of CDs go to Farmer Dave, you have the CDs. And the second set of CDs go to, come on, Laura, quit smoking.
Harold in New Hampshire.
Harold in New Hampshire, you have the music CDs. And the third music CDs go to
Glade in California.
Glade in California, you have the music CDs. And the fourth set of CDs go to David in California, you have the music CDs. Now to the Life Straws, donated by Mark Schumacher. First one goes to
Timothy G.
Second.
Robert in North Carolina.
Robert in North Carolina. Third Life Straw goes to
Ruth.
Oh, Ruth. Cool. Right on. Ruth, you got a Life Straw. All right, these are for the 30 caliber cleaning kits. First drawing.
Larry in Indiana.
Larry in Indiana, you have one of the 30 caliber cleaning kits. And the second cleaning kit goes to?
Richard in Maryland.
Richard in Maryland, you have the second cleaning kit. All right, we have kid-size gas mask goes to?
Ed in Illinois.
Ed in Illinois, you have the kid-size gas mask. We have the Y Harness 223 repack kit with bandolier and two hats goes to
Frost Jack.
Frost Jack, you have the Y Harness 223 repack kit with bandolier and two hats. This is for the charging device donated by Swifty Lomax, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by Swifty Lomax. And the charging device goes to
Bob in Colorado,
congratulations to all the winners. We sure appreciate the help that we've got. Anyways, back to what we were talking about. We've got to go to another. We still got time. We'll go to an article. Report, Pakistani Afghan nationals to be resettled in the U.S. And here's some more, I mean, of this total duplicity. Like, we don't even have a country. They can just give it to anybody they want, people. Pakistani Afghan nationals to be resettled in the U.S. have acute mental problems. Man, I'm telling you, pumping death into your country. Here's your boy Donald. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Single men from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Myanmar expect to be resettled in the United States next year. Have acute mental health problems, according to the New York Times report, after President Trump failed to end a refugee deal with Australia that he committed to opposing. He's going to get those tax base. He's going to get that big trillion-dollar tax handout to the goddamn corporations in this country, so don't worry about this, okay? Former President Obama signed the Australian-U.S. refugee deal during his last month in office, promising to take 1,250 Middle Eastern refugees off of Australia's hands. The refugees, who are mostly adult males, were being held in a detention center on Manus Island and Nauru Island in Australia. Despite Trump's original statement calling the deal a dumb deal, the president has now broken two long promised campaign pledges. Well, not just two. I mean, we were going over, there was like some asshole came up with a 100 lies that Trump had told, you know, comparing his lies to Obama's lies. Now they're trying to, this is going to their sell to you. They lie to you more than we do. They've told more lies. But I mean, I looked at the list of lies, and I mean, the things they put on there are just bullshit. They don't even have the real lies. Like, oh, we're going to get rid of, I'm going to sign DAC on day one. We're going to get rid of every illegal immigrant, every one of them. Broken long-time campaign pledges, throwing out deals that don't benefit Americans and stopping the flow of foreign refugees. Already about 54 Middle Eastern refugees from the Australian detention centers have been resettled in the United States despite allegedly having mental health problems, as Breitbart News reported. Now an additional 60 to 65 single men from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Myanmar are expected to arrive next year, the majority of which have mental health problems as well. Man, you're going to have, just what you want your neighborhood to release, you know, a handful of these son of a bitches out there preying on your kids? This is your government at work for you. Oh, no, this ain't our government. What am I saying? The New York Times reports, if the U.S. isn't going to accept people from certain countries, they should make that crystal clear now so Australia can make alternative arrangements, said Elaine Pearson, the Australia Director for Human Rights Watch. There's no time to waste. These refugees have actual mental health problems made worse by years of uncertainty and insecurity on Manus and Nauru, emphasis added. Breitbart has Breitbart News has covered the refugee deal extensively, exposing the mental health and public safety risk the foreign refugees may become to local American communities. Now, you have one goofy ass there in New York the other day that blew half-ass blew up a device or whatever, and you know, it hurt somebody's ears and somebody got a headache. Now, but and you know, it's a big deal. Those guys are coming in, God wants you Muslims, they're afters, but they're going to bring these son of a bitches, predators, and they're going to release them on you. They'll kill 10 or 15 people. You won't hear a goddamn word about it. For instance, as Breitbart News reported, the vetting procedure of the foreign refugees who are actually illegal aliens in Australia. So the Australians took them in as illegal aliens invading their country. And somebody made a goddamn deal where they're going to bring these bastards here and release them on us. What is it going to take for everybody in this country to realize that they want to kill you? They talk about, you know, taking your guns away from you and everything because, man, they're so worried about you. You know, you might get hurt. They don't want nothing to happen to you. So they're bringing in a bunch of psychopaths to kill you and taking your gun at the same time. You don't need a gun to protect yourself from illegal aliens out of Australia that were pumped into your country that have mental health problems. Let's see what kind of people, what kind of good folks that old Trumpy just brought in on us. Actual illegal aliens in Australia are potentially a far stretch from extreme vetting for refugees that Trump promised during his presidential campaign. Well, he lied to you. Among the refugees living in the Australian detention centers where the U.S. is choosing which foreign nationals to resettle are accused rapists and sexual predators. You want one in your block? Better bring your children inside. Keep your doors locked. Keep your gun loaded because they're bringing son of a bitches, importing them in, just like the MS-13 gang members, to cut you up and kill you and rape your children, rape your wife, rape your dog. Let's see where we are. Resettled rapists and predators. In January, a refugee from Sri Lanka living in the detention centers raped an 18-year-old high school girl. And they got him in a detention center over there in Australia, but he raped an 18-year-old school student multiple times after taking her to a nearby hotel, according to Loop. The girl tried to run away to relatives' homes, but suffered so much blood loss from the brutal rape that she eventually fainted. We want these people. Oh, we got to help these poor refugees, man. We got to help them, people. In another case in March, law enforcement officials confirmed that a 28-year-old Pakistani from the detention center had been charged with raping a 10-year-old girl. The Guardian reported, hey, you ain't worried about your 10-year-old daughters, are you? I mean, what the heck? You gotta do this for diversity because, man, these people have a right to come here and rape your children. And old Trump, he's going to help them because he's for you. He's not for the international corporations over there in Ireland, China, India, all around the goddamn world, and don't give a shit what happens to you. Just a month later, refugees from the detention center were accused of trying to lure a 5-year-old boy into the facility, causing an uproar in the local community. You better get them out of here. Get them out of here. Put them over in the United States. How about you take them son of a bitches out in the middle of the ocean and dump them? Go ahead, Dion.
You know what? They are known, though, in Afghanistan for, you know, and it's like known in society for messing with little boys. It's backwards. They're like messing with little boys for they won't mess with women before they get married. I mean,
well, there was...
it's like what you said yesterday, don't look at women, but you know, you can mess with other guys and mess with little children. And it just seems like they're trying to do that crap here too.
Of course they are. And, you know, over there in Afghanistan, do we remember the soldier who, you know, Afghan soldiers was doing that to little boys and stuff, and he walked in and whacked the guy? Because, this is their agenda. Trying to pretend like they want this to happen to us people. They want it to happen to us. They despise us because we have the ability to proclaim ourselves as free nationals on a par with the king and queen king and queen of England, with the crown heads of Europe. They cannot stand us. Oh man, they want to hurt us. And they would kill every goddamn one of us right now if we didn't have our guns. And if we're ever stupid enough to hand them over, we get what we deserve. But I mean, caused an uproar about the danger the foreign nationals have become to children, as New Corp Australia Network reported. So they're bringing them here. Now, you're not going to know. They're not going to notify you that sexual predators from other countries have been released on your streets. You're going to find out about it when your kid's attacked. when your daughter's raped or killed, when your little son's raped or killed. That's when you're going to find out about it. And you know what you need to do? This is how you can go vote. That'll fix them. I've got to get this before we get out of here. Bring in the UN to solve Chicago's genocide. Mayor Boykin says from Chicago Tribune. President Donald Trump's implicit threat to put the National Guard on the streets of Chicago to tackle the city's violence problem attracted widespread ridicule earlier this year. And this is what I was talking about in that other article where they're sticking their toe in the water. But if the soldiers were instead wearing the sky blue helmets of the United Nations peacekeepers, there might not be such a problem, according to Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin, who flew to New York on Thursday to discuss what he described as a quiet genocide in Chicago's black community with the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Building Support, Oscar Fernandez, tyrannical old Irish name there. The United Nations has a track record of protecting minority populations from who? Each other? Boykin told Incorporated. Before his meeting, there was tribal warfare between the Tutsis and the Hutsas in Africa, and they deploy peacekeeping troops there to help save those populations and reduce the bloodshed. We have to do something. Black people in Chicago make up 30% of the population, but 80% of those who are killed by gun violence. Arm the rest of them. Get the shooting over with. Let the people take care of it. With the common law, you wouldn't have this. Ask how that might differ from sending the National Guard. Boykin said, the difference is I'm not sure that the National Guard is so used to peacekeeping and peacekeeping roles. The UN is trained in this. You'd welcome foreign troops on the streets of Austin, North Lawndale, Inglewood, and Roseland, Commissioner, the question asked. I'm talking about whoever the UN would decide to send. I'll tell you what, they send their blue helmets over here. I see a son of a bitchin' UN goddamn soldier. I will shoot that son of a bitchin' foreign bastard on my soil. Bad enough Trump, talking about the National Guard, that's a violation of posse comitatus. It's just like this notion that we need some company from Ireland to hire, so for us to do some hiring. If you want to take care of what's going on in Chicago, get rid of the goddamn, they have laws there that say, if you're an honest person, you're a regular person, you can't have a gun. But this is what I'm talking about, the disarmament, just like with these goddamn freaks they're sending over here from Australia. They want to disarm you, and then they can't figure out why the criminals have all got guns and they're killing the people who aren't criminals and killing each other and shooting people in between. It's because you've disarmed the population. If the people in Chicago were allowed to arm themselves, it's just like when they passed the 1933 Gun Control Act. It was when the gangsters were going across this country shooting whole towns up and stuff with Tommy guns and robbing banks and what might have you. That finally stopped when the people started coming out with their goddamn 30-06s and 30-30s and started lighting them up. Oh, man, then there was something could happen about that. They just do. You disarm the people and you wonder why they become victims? Really? This is UN peacekeepers coming to America because we can't take care of the Chicago, you think? Just like we can't take care of the border. We can't, like Katie was pointing out, you already have people down there, militia down there that are doing the job that needs to be done. If they had authority and you could just actually expel the bastards when you catch them, it'd be a slam dunk. And 200 and some million dollars to have some Irish company come here to hire some more foreigners that are just going to, make the problem worse. I promise you that's what it's about. It's so that all the languages of the people invading this country, they have someone to invite them in and give them the $257 and bring them to your neighborhood. That's what that's about. And this shit here is about, you think that we could actually have United Nations troops on a street in a city in the United States? I wouldn't try it here where I'm at. Everybody I know has said, man, they cannot wait to pop one of those powder blue helmets with a high caliber round. I can't wait either. You got to bring foreign soldiers on this soil. Foreign uniforms, they get shot. That's called invasion. I don't give a shit who's at the top of the heap that's saying, it's okay to bring them in. No, it ain't. That will not be tolerated. Well, this guy he mealy-mouths and backs away from this whole proposal. Talking about, we just need to talk to them, see what they think about. Well, I'll tell you what I think about it. I think that we have put up reports where they're, you know, like in the streets of Chicago, crates of guns just being left in the alleys, fully automatic weapons, by the way, and ammunition for them. They, you see, it's called problem reaction solution. You create a problem. You get a reaction from the people. God damn, we're being mowed down. Something's got to happen. Only one to solve this is the United Nations coming into your sovereign borders with their foreign troops. It can't be allowed, people. You see them. I mean, this is where we have to draw the line. They try bringing foreign troops in here to police us. Bam! And I don't care if it's me they're trying to police or somebody else. I see them. Bam! Right in that powder blue helmet. And take the head with it and put it on a goddamn pike to let them know you're not going to tolerate this shit. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you know, get that UN blue. I mean, one to, when I was back when we were training militia, the guys we had together, a militia in Colorado over the radio put out a challenge to shoot a gallon jug at 350 yards and we get a t-shirt that had a cool sayings on it. They were pretty cool shirts. But we brought our guys out at 350 yards, man, first shot, everybody, boom. But we painted we got some powder blue and we painted the jugs powder blue just for the UN to get to put that message across. That's what you're going to get. You come here, you son of a bitches. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with Spike Timmons. He's back up and running and he's coming right up behind us here. And we'll see you on Monday. And that is The Word from the Trenches.